Where do you stand on the federal Clean Power Plan, specifically burning woody biomass for electric generation like here in New Hampshire? And I want to thank this person for the question.
That is an excellent question once again. You're correct. New Hampshire does have a tradition of burning under the auspices of renewable energy with biomass to produce electricity. But I'm going to throw a caveat out there, because one of the problems that I see right now, and I see it everywhere, we talked about the different regions of the state. One thing that I could say, one of the common themes of businesses across the state when they raise concerns for me, it's not the first concern, but it's the second concern. I'm sure we'll get to the first concern later. Their second concern across the board seems to be the lack of the ability to have cheap and reliable energy. It's a huge economic issue for our state and for our region. Unfortunately, New Hampshire right now is suffering under some of the highest electric rates in the country right now.
So what's a Jim Lawrence solution to that?
Well, unfortunately, a lot of those decisions that led to us being there were made at the state level. I'll definitely do what I can if I'm elected to Congress to help support that process. But what I was getting to is the fact that we talk about renewable energy. We need to protect our environment, no doubt. We need to fight and continue to fight for energy independence. But at what cost? We need to make sure that we're also making prudent decisions. Unfortunately, our state has entered into some long-term contracts under some of these programs that has directly negatively impacted the ratepayers. That is the direct cause of some of the increases of our electric rates. We need to look at long-term solutions that not only protect our environment, but also protect our ability to have a strong economy going into the future. So my plan, as I look forward, and this would be the litmus test for any plan like this, I would look for to make sure that not only that we're protecting the environment, but we're not going to be doing something that's negatively going to impact the ratepayers or negatively impact our ability to provide cheap and reliable energy.